And it's time for another episode of the Hillbillies in the Holler podcast with your hosts, Boo Boo, Biggins, Buford, and goodness knows who else. Y'all pull up a chair and set a spell. And welcome back to glorious downtown Boogertown. I'm Buford.
I'm Boo Boo.
And you're back with another episode of the Hillbillies in the Holler podcast. Well, Biggins was back in Boogertown today.
Yeah.
He came in last night and did a couple of tours on the Redneck
bus. Flying in, flying out, and found out he didn't have any brakes.
That's it. But he heading over to North Carolina tonight and do some shows and heading all over. Man, I tell you what, he is all over the map.
Yeah, he's all over the living room and the carpet and the kitchen and the bed. He's all over everything.
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was good to see him. I got to hang out with him this morning. We went out and got some breakfast and went and shot some shorts for our YouTube channel, Hillbillies in the Holler on YouTube. And then I rode with him on the Redneck Comedy Bus.
Did you?
TheRedneckBus.com.
TheRedneckBus.com.
He had those people dying.
He had them in tears.
Oh, he did.
He's funny. He'd been out on the road with Wade Jennings and Hank Jr.
Mm-hmm. You know, so he had been
opening up for them. So now he's back in town doing the Redneck Bus with us. And
yeah, he had some new material and he busted.
Oh, did he?
He busted them people up. Yes,
I'm sure it was.
I enjoyed it.
I tell you what, Biggins about as funny as they get.
He really is.
Yeah. People don't realize it. They just look at him and go, man, if he was 2 inches taller, he'd be round.
Yeah.
That's all they say, you know.
I tell you what, we went out for breakfast this morning, and I'm the kind of guy, if I get biscuits and gravy, which we were working on our biscuits and gravy video, and we were at the Little House of Pancakes.
No.
Yes, we did.
Oh, my.
Well, it's
up in Gatlinburg?
Yeah, it's your fault you couldn't be with us. But they bring you your biscuits and then a cup of gravy, and what you do is you break your biscuits up first.
I know.
Pour it over. You know, a lot of places you go, and they already laid out flat biscuits and poured the gravy.
No.
We're not animals.
No.
You got to break it up.
Biggins
said, well, I ain't got no teeth. I got to break it up first. I gotta chew it with my fingers.
He's got 4 or 5 teeth.
So yeah, he's got a few.
Yeah.
But he broke all that up. I got it on video. It'll be on our YouTube channel when we do our...
So go on YouTube, look up Hillbillies and a Holler. Make sure you subscribe. Got to subscribe.
When we do our best biscuits and gravy in the Smokies, the Little House of Pancakes will definitely be on there. But he's like you. He scrambled it all up, and he put his eggs on there. And then he broke up his sausage patties and put them on there, and then he poured the gravy over all of it, mixed that up.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, it was so good. And I had I had some biscuits gravy, but I also got country fried steak. Son, you could have cut that with the edge of the fork.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like butter.
Do you know what's amazing? That little place you're talking about survived that Gatlinburg fire.
And it burned down Alamo Steakhouse just a half a block down.
Everything around it burned down except for that little place.
Yep. And the Baptist church.
Well, the Baptist church didn't burn down. The Baptist church and that pancake place stayed up and everything else burned down. 4,000 structures, 18,000
acres. 18,000
acres. Yep. Oh, my goodness. And, this survived for a reason.
Oh, it's so good. That Reuben at lunch.
That's
one of the best Reubens you'll ever eat.
My grandma's.
Yeah. So,
can somebody tell me what my grandma's means? Because I've said that my whole life.
I don't know. I've never heard that one.
Grandma's.
I know the one you say all the time is, hello.
Hello. Hello. Or my grandma's.
There was a... character in Stephen King's the Stand that I said
laws yes.
I'm not sure where that comes from. My grandmother always used to say, well, I swanny.
Swanny. That's what I hear growing up is like,
you're not supposed
swanny.
To swear
you're not
so
supposed
you
swear,
say
so.
I swanny.
I heard that all my life growing up. Course, you know, you get to that point where you like where you been. I'm like, I went to the creek, and they slap you, you know, and you're like, where'd you go? Went to the creek, they slap you again. And he's like, where'd you go? And you don't say anything, they slap you, and they're like, talk back. And I'm like, because I got slapped last time, and then they slap you, and then you say, I went to the creek, they slap you again, and then they say, don't talk back to me, and they slap that. Okay, there you go.
Had a lot of slapping going on. A
lot of slapping.
Did your mama ever hit you with every word she was saying? Like, I don't know what your problem is, but you better, ma'am, could you please use less words?
No, but her mom did. Her mom did.
Did you have a mean grandmama?
Well, I wouldn't call her mean, but you didn't want to cross her.
Well, that's the way mine was. She'd send you out for a hickory switch, and we lived in Texas. You had to be careful not to get a mesquite tree because they got thorns on them.
We lived next to a weeping willow tree. That turned Mama into Indiana Jones.
Ba, 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 ba.
Da, da, da. Now, it didn't hurt you when it hit you, but when she yanked it back like she's starting a lawnmower. Like she's starting a lawnmower, that'd crank you up out there in that dirt.
Son, that'll wake you up.
Some of y'all don't know what we're talking about. We grew up oppressed.
And you're probably in trouble with the law, and we're not, because we were taught to respect authority.
Yes, ma'am.
With a stick.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And they were on the porch of the church during revival.
Oh, we got a video coming out on our YouTube channel pretty quick. That's the Hillbillies in the Holler on YouTube. We got a video coming out real quick where Boo Boo says, well, they whipped us and we turned out all right. And I said, yeah, that's probably not a good example.
Yeah. Yeah. We turned out okay. Look at us.
Yeah.
Just look at us. We turned out fine.
You whip your kids, they might have their own podcast. Yeah. Be working on a camouflage bus.
Well, you know, in school I had that ADT.
That's where somebody breaks in and steals your thoughts?
No, I don't know.
My son told me, he said, Daddy, I don't know what HD is, but I got 80 of them. ADHD.
I don't know. I got ADT and they paddled it out of me. Teachers would drill holes in the wood, and I got 54 paddlings in 1 year, and I skipped 61 days.
That's a record.
Oh yeah, they still talk about this day.
You ought to call Guinness. Not the beer people, I mean the records people. Yeah. Like,
man, I just... The only reason I went to school was because it was raining. I mean, think about it, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
I survived, though.
Yeah.
People don't understand what it's like. It was rough growing up. I bet you. I tell you what, if you ever got a paddling in school, send us a message.
Yeah, how you got in trouble with the principal.
Yes.
Because we want to do an episode about that. We've gotten a few stories, but not enough. Of course, we got a lot of our own, but we want to hear your stories and tell them, because that's a lot more fun for you to listen to the podcast and hear us tell the story about the time you got your behind busted. And if you're over 50, I know you did.
Oh, yeah, because they paddled back then.
Oh, yeah, man.
They got to get that ADT out of you.
Yeah. Well, you know, they didn't spell it that way where I was. They just spelled that B-O-Y.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, they beat it out of us. I just... Looking at it now, I was just like, man, these people are crazy.
Son, I got so many spankings in elementary school. I used to take phone messages in the principal's office.
Did you really?
She'd come in and go, any messages? No, ma'am. All right, assuming the position. Whack!
Bam!
Whack!
Bam! Lean across that desk. Well, we turned out fine, I reckon. I don't know.
Well. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe, maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows? You think Biggins ever got a spanking?
I imagine there wasn't many months that he didn't get one of some sort from his mama, his daddy.
I got a paddling literally every day of my life. And I tried to do the right thing. That's all that was up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Lord.
Oh, so... shot a couple of videos yesterday I ain't told you about yet, but I've got them ready to pop up on our Facebook or YouTube channel. But the boys and I went over to the Moon Pie store. And
I love that place. That's my favorite place in the county.
Well, I bought a new book called The King of Moonshiners about Major Lewis Redmond.
Okay.
And who was kind of a Robin Hood character.
That's where I got that book that... You like.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That's where I got that
this
book.
Guy, Lewis Redmond, was kind of a Robin Hood character up here in the Smokies. Mm-hmm. He was a moonshiner, but he did good things for folks and ended up, apparently, I haven't read the whole thing yet, but he apparently ended up getting hired by the government to distill liquor for them because they couldn't beat him. So they just decided we'll give him a job and put him where we can keep an eye on him.
Right.
But anyway, while we were there, the boys wanted to buy, they got a bunch of them silly soda pops in there. So we bought some sodas. And we bought a Warhead Toxic Sour Soda, and we did a tasting of it, and I got it on video. It's a soda pop with tons of malic acid in it, like those Warhead candies, and so it might pucker your ears up where you can't even think.
That don't even sound good.
And then we bought pickle soda.
Oh, no.
They had ranch dressing. I couldn't get the boys to go for that one, but we did get pickle soda. And so me and Izzy and Jasper had pickle. Well, actually, Izzy wouldn't drink the pickle soda, but me and Jasper drank it last night. And I'll tell you what's the honest truth.
What?
It was actually pretty good.
No.
Yes, it was.
I mean, no way.
Because it wasn't pickle. I mean, I drink pickle juice all the time. I'll have a swig out of the pickle jar.
Right.
But this wasn't
like pickle juice.
This wasn't vinegar. It was dill flavored soda, and it was sweet, but it wasn't like sweet pickle. It was like a dill pickle, but it was weird. Wow. It really, like, we kept going back to it, going, I gotta have a little bit more of that. Jasper said, I think I'm gonna just chug the rest of it. And I said, well, I don't want to clean the throw up.
So
let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor, BigfootSearchGear.com.
Do you walk through the forest with an eye open for the unknown? Do you believe that Bigfoot is out there, somewhere? He may be hiding, but you don't have to. Let the world know you believe. Visit BigfootSearchGear.com for the largest collection of apparel and gifts for Bigfoot enthusiasts. Bigfoot t-shirts, hats, stickers, signs, and keychains, as well as Sasquatch hot sauce. It'll make you howl like a Yeti. Go to BigfootSearchGear.com and enter promo code Hillbillies at checkout for 10% off. Free shipping to anywhere in the U.S. on orders over $25. BigfootSearchGear.com.
And we're back. Well, what you got in that big book of amazing facts that you've been
Well, I'm looking at this stuff, like things like mosquito eggs can survive in a dried up state for 5 years.
I've heard that.
I didn't know that.
A lot of animals that can do that. The eggs or even the larva stage. Well, like cicadas. Cicadas are in a larva stage down the ground for 17 years.
I know. Isn't that amazing? And how about this? There are no turkeys in Turkey.
Okay, now there's a whole long story about the turkey and how it got that name. People named the turkey when they got here because it reminded them of a bird that lived in Turkey. And so they would call it the turkey chicken or whatever. But if you go, I can't remember the whole thing. I'll have to look it up and we'll do it on a future podcast. But in India, they're called French chickens. In France, they're called Indian chickens. Same bird. And everywhere you go, somebody names it after somebody else.
So why do we call them turkey?
Because they looked like a bird that came from Turkey, like a pheasant or something.
But there's
no
bird like that in Turkey.
No, they're indigenous to North America.
So somebody thinks it came from Turkey, and it's never even been in Turkey.
No.
Wow.
Bizarre.
I know. Hey, so far, every U.S. president with a beard has been a Republican.
Well, isn't that cool? Not every Republican president has had a beard, but everyone that has had a beard has been a Republican.
And they didn't fall down. Just saying.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yeah, I know.
And they can put together a coherent sentence.
Yeah. Houdini was only 5'1". Man, he was tiny.
Yeah, he's a short fella.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Houdini, world famous. I mean, he's like the biggest star on the planet when he was on the timeline.
Uh-huh.
You know, I told that to the people the other day on the bus, and you all saw the look on their face when I said, guys, think about this. From the beginning of time, people have come and gone. You've got more family on the other side than you have here.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Way more.
But think about this. At this point in time, we are all together on the same timeline. And we're together. So why can't we all get along?
Yeah.
We're on the same timeline together.
Experiencing the same
things. We're coming and going together. That's insane. I mean, that's intense when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you see them, someone was wiping their eyes, and they're like, I hadn't thought about that. And, you know.
Yeah.
Because we got more people on the other side than we do here. But here we are. We don't know each other. We just met. But we're celebrating and walking this timeline together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been chosen by the great Creator to be here at this point in time together. That's it. I mean, yeah. I don't know. That's how my mind works.
He was waxing rhapsodic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that is really intense.
Yeah.
You know, now I'll tell you something interesting about Houdini.
Yeah.
He once billed himself as the King of Cards. He lived 52 years. How many cards are in a day?
Wow.
52. And
wow.
He lived 50, he lived 26 years in the 19th century and 26 years in the 20th century. He was born in 1874. He died in 1926.
Wow.
And ain't that wild?
That is wild.
Well, yeah.
You know about 42, don't you?
Oh, yeah. The answer to everything. That's Douglas Adams. I'm a big fan of Douglas Adams.
Yeah.
Funny
yeah.
guy.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, we're all about, what's that guy on Cheers?
Norm.
Yeah. You know.
No. You're thinking about Cliff. Cliff Clavin.
Cliff.
Hey, actually, the Mesopotamians was the first ones to make beer. Yeah, that was back in about 12,000 B.C.
I loved him because I learned so much from him. So when I hear things like, first female boxing match in the U.S. was March 16th, 1876.
Interesting.
The winner got a silver butter dish.
That butter dish is mine, girl, and I'm going to whoop you for it.
Man, can you imagine how much war would have broke out over a cast iron?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll beat you.
Hey, Mama, pass the biscuit. You want some butter with that?
No. Per capita, what U.S. city has the greatest number of psychiatrists?
Oh.
Okay, you don't know this.
I don't know this. I ain't
said, okay, all right. I've not showed you the answer. Guess this.
I'm going to guess it's New York City.
No, Washington, D.C.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes
but
sense.
But here's the thing. That's really not part of the U.S.
Well, it is. It's a territory.
It is. It's a
district. It's a district.
It's a district. People don't understand all that stuff.
Yeah, there's 50 states, and we've got
Puerto Rico
and Guam as territories, and then we've got the District of Columbia,
Okay, here you go. Okay. Just so you know, our Melton William here, Buford, has no clue what I'm about to read. So, an average chicken plucking machine can...
there's so many reasons that's funny. First of all, our buddy Biggins used to work as a chicken plucker.
I know. That's why I was laughing. An average chicken plucking machine can pluck a whole chicken in what? 14 seconds.
14 seconds. I was going to say 30, but there you go.
That's pretty impressive. A well-known jail was once located on Clink Street in London. That's why jails are called Clinks.
Now, when you said...
I did not know that.
When you said...
I did not know that. That's pretty impressive.
When you said a well-known jail in your East Tennessee vernacular, it sounded like you were saying jail, like a... Yeah, jail.
Well, we got that red light down there.
I saw a thing on TikTok today where this lady from another country was like, I've been hearing about this American delicacy called the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So she said, I got me a loaf of wheat bread. I got me a package of peanut butter, and I got this Kai jelly.
What?
KY jelly.
Oh, God.
I didn't have the heart to watch the rest of the video.
Oh, my goodness.
She probably did not think that a peanut butter and jelly sandwich was as good as the rest of us do. She picked the wrong jelly.
Well, you know, down there next to Dollywood on Veterans, J.L. Road, J-A-Y-E-L-L, J.L. Road, they spelled it that way when the Nashville came in, put the road signs up, but that's where our prison used to be.
Yeah, the jail.
That's where a jail is.
That's where the jail
is. That's where a jail is.
Jail Road.
That's our jail road. So they spelled it J-Y-E-L-L. That's where our jail is. So when you see that, you laugh as hard as we do, because we do.
And then we got Boogertown, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And people laugh about Boogertown. No, but y'all, it's a real place.
Real place.
Now, the word booger goes back to the Germanic languages. And it means a ghost. And it's where we get words like the boogeyman, or people talk about
ghost man.
The boogers are coming to get you. But
the ghosts are out there.
It's not about anything that comes out of your nose. But here's the funny thing about it. The Cherokee co-opted that word and made it their own. And they did a dance called the booger dance.
Wait.
Now, it wasn't about ghosts. It was making fun of white people and black people and Chinese people. The Outlanders. Somebody at the party would sneak away and put on a booger mask and costume and come back to the dance and act the way that the colonizers did. Mm-hmm. And they would be lascivious towards the women and steal everybody's stuff and act a fool. They were making fun of us with the booger dance.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And you can go over to Cherokee, North Carolina today and buy booger masks, which are gourd masks. And they are made entirely to make fun of the Outlanders, the faraway people. So, I don't know if I told you, I've been learning to speak a little Cherokee.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, really? I haven't learned a lot yet, but I know that the CO is high.
Yeah.
And there's a few other things I've learned, but yeah.
Thanks for blowing a lot of people, because I'm a lungeon.
As am I.
Yeah, and... A lot of people don't understand what melungeons are, and you just have to look it up to figure it out.
We're the original knotheads, that's for sure. Well, before we get into that, let's take another quick break for a word from our sponsor, coffeeandsugar.com. And today's episode is brought to you by coffeeandsugar.com. That's K-A-W-F-E-E-A-N-D-S-U-G-A-R, coffeeandsugar.com. Home of Granny's Hillbilly Coffee, some of the best coffee you'll ever drink. If you use promo code HOLLER at checkout, you'll save 15% off orders of $29 or more. Visit coffeeandsugar.com and tell them the Hillbillies in the Holler sent you. And we're back. So yeah, we're talking about the melungeons.
Well, we was talking about melungeons, and I'm melungeon, you sit near melungeon,
yep.
And Scott Irish, and I seen on news this morning, it just blew my mind, they're doing reparations. They're wanting to do reparations for these people, and I'm like, that burn. I said, Scott Irish and the melungeons and Cherokees, we were treated worse than anybody.
Yeah.
You know.
And do the Jewish people get reparations from the Egyptians?
No.
Do the Welsh get reparations from the Romans? I mean, listen, people been ugly to people for thousands of years, but if I hadn't been ugly to anybody today, I shouldn't have to pay for something that people did hundreds or thousands of years ago.
I've never been owned, and nope. I've never owned anybody.
Nor have I. Now, can't say that for all of our ancestors.
No, but I mean,
some of them did, and some
of
them weren't.
Back, here's our callback. We go back to the timeline where we love each other. We're on a timeline.
Be good to each other.
Be good to each other. No, you know, come on, people.
Yeah.
You know, use your common sense.
Well, it's sad because what we do is we hold on to the anger of the past rather than move forward into the future with
and be kind
with
kindness and love.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, it's just and a lot of that's money and politics. If somebody found a way to make some money off being either racist or politic or whatever it is, you know, they found a way to do it. And I don't want to do that. I just want to treat people like I want to be treated.
Exactly.
It's easy. I don't care what politics you're part of. I'm an independent. I don't care. I just want to love people, and I want people to love me. It's real simple, you know. That's how I look at things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just comes down to, do you want to be angry or do you want to be happy?
That's a choice.
Exactly.
That's a choice. You wake up in the morning. Do I choose to be happy or do I choose to be mad? That's your choice. That's all on you. That's all on you. It's not on anybody else. That's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be, you know. And at the end of the day, I choose to be happy.
Right.
I choose to love people. I choose to respect people. Well, that's my choice.
It's kind of like profanity. I was teaching my children about profanity, and I said, look, I don't care what words you say. Like you can use bad words with your friends and call your friends bad names, joking around and chuck your buddy on the shoulder and called him an SOB. And he knows you're not saying nothing bad about his mama. You're just being funny. But you could say, have a nice day in a way that means go to hell. I don't care about the content of your language as much as I care about the content of your heart.
Exactly.
What is in your heart say those words? And that's what really comes down to is being kind.
Man, I love people. I love people. And when I see things on TV and on the news and stuff and all this racism and hatred and stuff, it just breaks my heart because I love people. I don't care what color you are. I don't care. I just love you. And then to see people just lashing out at you, and I'm like, what do you do? You know?
Well,
I don't know.
To me, that's the worst part of it. Like, another form of hatred that's going around these days is assumptions. You know, racism, prejudice. Prejudice comes from the Latin, prejudice. It means to judge beforehand. And we get nasty comments on our YouTube channel, people calling us racists, people making assumptions about how we vote, who we believe in, what we think.
They don't know. They'd be shocked. They would be shocked.
We never comment.
If they knew how we all stand.
We never comment on any of that stuff. And yet people jump in and are nasty and hateful with us. And we haven't done anything but try to make people laugh. Oh my goodness. Those guys are trying to make people laugh. Somebody better shut them down and tell them how wrong they are.
Yeah, because they're in overalls. They got to be...
they got to be racist.
They got to be MAGA or Trump people. And I'll tell you, there's guys and hillbillies and holler that love Trump. There's guys and hillbillies and holler love Biden. I mean, we're all over the board.
Yeah.
But we love each other.
We're family.
We're a family. We love each other. We got guys that go everywhere, you know.
I always think about James Carville, and I can't remember his wife's name. James Carville was a Democratic speechwriter, and his wife was a Republican speechwriter.
Yeah.
Both of them, this back in the late 80s, early 90s, just over the top on both ends of the spectrum politically, and they got married, fell in love and got married. And somebody asked James Carville, said, how can you be married to that woman? And he said, you know, there are other things to talk about.
They are other things to talk about.
That's exactly right. You don't have to just always find something to argue about. There's a whole lot of common ground.
Well, there's no reason in arguing, you know. I don't know. I mean, we don't take politics too serious. And now, granted, half the guys go one way, half the guys go the other way, but we love each other. And we don't think bad of each other. We watch TV and we're like, man, there's some mean people on TV, you know.
Yeah. And on both sides.
On both sides. On both sides. And we're like, oh my goodness, this is awful. But we're just trying to wake up happy and choose to be happy and put a smile on somebody's face.
But to look at a hillbilly and assume that they're a racist is no different than looking at a person of color and assuming they're a criminal. Or looking at any person, you look at them and decide for yourself without knowing them who they are and what they stand for, that's prejudice.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to all stand against that.
Yeah. And people do that. They do that against us. I mean, we see it every day.
Every day.
You know, we walk around in our overalls and people just look at us and scoff and roll their eyes and we're like, why'd they do that?
Well, and they think we're ignorant. You know,
I may not be the smartest person on the planet, but I'll do an IQ test against anybody that scoffs against me.
Well, yeah.
I got a 154 IQ is what the doctor told me.
Well, and just because we're country doesn't mean we're stupid. Look at, Diamond Jim's got a master's degree in mechanical engineering.
Yeah.
I've got a bachelor's degree in medieval literature. We ain't stupid. We're country. There's a big difference. And to look at us and assume we're stupid is kind of offensive.
So we challenge you. We'll see you on Family Feud.
That's right.
And we will put the womp on you.
Or Jeopardy.
Yeah. Or Jeopardy one, yeah.
Because Biggins is not the smartest guy in the world, but he's pretty sharp. And Boo-Boo,
Biggins won't be there.
Boo-Boo has read that bathroom reader from one end to the other, backwards and forwards.
It will be Boo-Boo, Buford, and Diamond Jim.
Against any three of y'all.
Any three of y'all. And we're going to leave Biggins at home. Because Biggins is going to sit there and laugh and just throw anything out in the air he can.
So. We sure do appreciate y'all listening, as always. Come back next week and listen to us. We're going to cut up now.
Or come see us. Come see us.
Where can they come and see us?
TheRedneckBus.com.
The Redneck Bus?
What?
What on earth is that?
Can you believe that? TheRedneckBus.com.
It's a big camouflage bus.
It's hilarious.
Cow horns on the hood. Well, the bus is kind of funny.
Wait a minute. It's bullhorns.
Yeah, bullhorns, yeah.
Cows.
Some cows do have horns.
No,
you're thinking of deer.
No.
Okay, well, anyway, it's got big bullhorns on the front. But you go to theredneckbus.com. Now, the bus is pretty funny, but what goes on inside of it is even funnier.
It's hilarious. We write our own material. We don't copy each other, so you can write it several days in a row, and you get Buford and Biggins and Boo Boo and Gator and Sassy, and you get a whole different show every time. We write our own stuff. You're going to have a blast.
And we go take you all around the Smokies and teach you about redneck culture, and we'll get you redneck certified.
Absolutely.
When you get done with us, you'll be as country as a cornbread wedding cake.
That's what the preacher said.
Yeah. So you can do that, and you can get those tickets at theredneckbus.com. Don't Google it. You got to go to the website. We also have
Hey, what's that special code?
Smokey, S-M-O-K-Y. Get you $10 off your adult tickets. You can also go to Nashville in Branson, Missouri. We've got buses there as well. Been in Nashville for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And so go and see that, and come and see us, and go and check out our YouTube channel. Did we mention that?
No, we didn't. Oh, my goodness. Please
We're dropping new shorts.
Subscribe. You've got to subscribe.
And hit the notification bell. I was talking to a buddy of mine.
Please do that.
I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. He goes, well, man, I subscribe to your channel, but it never tells me when you got videos come out. I said, hit the bell icon.
Oh.
Then it'll hit a little ding on your phone, says the Hillbillies in the Holler just dropped a new video. And you go, oh, okay. Go and watch it. Now you're on the radar.
Share this podcast with your friends, but let them know our energy is leaving Facebook. And now we're still
TikTok.
On Facebook and TikTok. We're still there. And we're still posting things. But our energy is on YouTube. So please go to YouTube and subscribe.
We're doing short videos every day and longer videos at least once a week, sometimes twice.
Yep,
check those out. We're doing our travel videos, which is straight out of Boogertown.
It's like Travel Channel.
Yeah.
And it's as good. Quality's amazing. Amazing.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
It is pretty good.
Yeah,
Well, we appreciate y'all coming and listening. Come back and listen to us again next week. And in the meantime, Gator, if you're listening,
Howie Mandel
is still doing fine. So in the meantime, I'm Buford.
I'm Bobo.
Y'all be good to each other. You've been listening to the Hillbillies in the Holler podcast. Come back next week for a whole lot more fun right here in downtown Boogertown.